Good afternoon, Little Saigon, Seattle. Good afternoon to my friends in the ether space. Recently, the Little Saigon Report came across a find, a monumental find. We discovered the existence of a prison lecture series given by Charles Manson. It's crazy. It's the lost series of Manson lectures. Yes, indeed, we will publish these lectures in textual form. We will translate them within the ether space, utilizing the ancient technologies of musical instruments and strange, strange conjurings of the Gribzi. We will stare into the gyre, G-Y-R-E, the great spinning wheel of the oceanic cosmos. We will pierce deep into the chasm of the dark. We will see what we will see. These are the lost prison lectures of Charles Manson. These were discovered in 2019 by Dr. Ruth Rubington of the University of Spodzakota and Ken Hayes of Infographitology. These lectures formed from notes and recordings of multiple prisoners who had the privilege to attend one of Charlie's lectures on various topics. Various lectures by Charles Manson in prison as a prison professor, as a doctor of the dark. Yes, Charles Manson between October 1997 and December 1999 gave a series of 50, maybe 100, maybe 200 lectures. It depends upon, you know, my attitude, doesn't it? Because I have to work with Dr. Rubington and Ken Hayes, and I don't like those people. I want them gone. Yes, indeed. All of the ideas are Charles' ideas, only open to the interpretation of the universal chasm, as if we were traveling in a spaceship to penetrate the darkness, to go through the universal nexus, to pierce deep into the chasm. Yeah. You have to understand that these lectures come from a place where some would call it imagination or fancy. Rod Serling would call it the Twilight Zone. I call it a place where both the ridiculous and the absurd and the impossible and all of the what? Gonzo journalism? Of a lost hunter in the woods? You decide for yourself. Various topics to be published over the coming months include team building. Topics that will be covered are team building, conflict resolution. Yes, Charles Manson will talk about conflict resolution. Charles Manson will discuss de-escalation. Charles Manson will discuss training. Charles Manson will discuss onboarding and group dynamics. Thank you. Charles Manson will discuss visions and dreams, peace work and toolkits, rope and knives and drugs and secret musical orders, like signals embedded in a song, as if with a keyboard I could tell you to go do something. This is the first lecture that was published today, but was originally delivered by Charles Manson in prison on October the 12th, 1997. Teams, man. Teams are critical. Whilst hunting's the skluntic horrors of Miami, I was being tracked by a penguin with a fucking knife. His eyes were bloodshot, his mind filled with cocaine and syphilis and whiskey and pain. I told that rock ape to fashion a rod and connect it with God and build a town for smiles, for not frowns. I told the angel of Rindo that my new mind was whole, man. My new mind was whole, man. My new mind was whole, man, and a whole. My mind was whole, whole, and the horrid juice was free for all. You can take those vegetables and place them in a pot. But did you get that stuff, man, from the old man in the well? Are you the leader of dismay? Are you okay? But your eyes are shifty, man. Your eyes are shifty. And the team sees it. Dismantle, dismantle, we must dismantle. Tear down the barriers of creativity and build a home for good ideas. You can understand the beaver code of Magellan and ride on a walrus toward the Isles of Porg. And the Beatles will play music for you as dead Paul McCartney dances with fake Paul McCartney, and the whole potato is a suppository. Teams make this unnecessary, but teamwork requires facilitation, not tyranny. You have to provide well-defined goals with rational payoffs. You have to say, hey man, those richos in the Hollywood Hills, those fancies, those cool McGees, those people who drive the Corvettes and the Stingrays, and that's a Corvette. Those cool people in their Mercedes Benz, all covered in gold and covered in the evil of their den. You can say, hey, those richos in Hollywood Hills need to be shivved. And if the shivving works right, die pig, die pig, die pig on the walls. In blood or some such racist bullshit. Clearly define goals. Easy to attain payoffs. Real problems. I got real problems. We have real problems we need to solve as a team. I pistol whipped Little Orphan Annie. I was tired and I had no beer, and she told me the lies of Bergeneros, the lies of sailors high on Mexican cocaine, and old wine from the cellar of our nightmares. I pistol whipped Gandhi. I told him the world was broken and that mankind was a snake and that the snow was made of dead Eskimos. The Eskimo people would file the Eskimos after they died and set fire to this pyre, and the ashes of dead Eskimos made the new snow for the new year. But these are not productive. Real problems develop when teammates ignore boundaries. A kombu freak with a hammer. A kombu freak with a hammer and a problem runs at you. Tries to brain you with the carpentry hammer. What the fuck? Is that God? Is that the weird viper that hides in the miserable zone of your pitiful beatified heart? What is that, man? When some kombu freak with a hammer and a problem and red eyes, dead eyes, green eyes, yellow eyes, the skin that's breaking from disease, you can see the bacteria sores popping out. And they come at you with a hammer. Is that the weird viper that hides in a miserable place in the darkness of your own creepified, brainified boblimpdoc? Fuck. You are gunkus. You are made of poison and broken glass. But you have boundaries. And boundaries are the real problem. Framing the team problem. Framing hammers. Framing hammers. You can accomplish great things, but only if you can frame the problem effectively for the team. For example, Gombo, one of my main guys, was complaining about the LSD punch. Not enough LSD and shit like that, fucking Gombo. And I said, fuck Gombo, why don't you get the LSD and make the punch? And Gombo was like, fuck you, Charlie. Fuck you, Charlie. And this was at a team meeting. So I picked up my framing hammer, Gertie, and smashed Gombo in the face. He fell to the ground, started twitching. So to stop him from twitching, I beat Gombo further. With With the framing hammer, I beat him till he stopped twitching and making noises. I beat him until his skull was like a dirty bowl of bouillabaisse from a greasy Louisiana hellhole bar. Do you see what I did right here? I could have easily killed Gombo. Later that night, while he was sleeping, but I didn't. You shouldn't confront problems without framing them. You have to frame them. And this has many meanings. Like, what if I said, Tex Watson did it, to the cops and set up Tex with the murder hammer and fingerprints? And he's on LSD anyways, right? What if I framed Tex Watson and he really looks like he killed Gombo? Framing is critical. Framing is key to team building. This is my point. The wheel of strength. Power comes from soul steam. The wheel of strength is composed of a center, a spoke, a heart, a core. The wheel is made of love and grace and hippos and more broken glass. It is steam and iron and flakes of plutonium. And a broken-hearted city covered in cat urine and stale popcorn. The wheel is what you use to bind the team together, to solve problems. And LSD. Lots of LSD. That's how you make the wheel work. Measuring outcomes. How do you measure love, man? How can that connect with the soul string of heroin dreams? You can't bend that old man upon the block. You have to smash his head in. You can't bend that old man upon the block. You have to smash his head in. That old man that stares at you from across the yard. That old man with evil in his heart and a fire dragon eye that incinerates your apprehension and sucks your soul dry. That old man. Did you build a rocket? Did you see moonbeams? How do you know Armstrong drank the Tang if the Tang is just powdered hell? That's all that Tang is, really. Powdered hell. How the fuck do you measure that? Now that ends the first lecture. Any questions? Okay, 3-Eye. What do you want to know? Charlie, how comes the lawyer can't get me off? Bro, you are already losing when you start out like that. Next question. Okay, Hingis, what about you? Charlie, do you believe there is a collective unconscious as defined by Jung? Do you, Charlie, you fuck? So, I don't know. I just wanted to say something, Charlie. Well, that's all the time we have for questions for this lecture. The prison guards tell me we gotta go back to our cells. We will prepare to eat our meal that is filled with the gruesomeness of everything you can find in the cracks of that terrible bathroom in the Chevron in Hell. We will mix it together and call it our cumptic stew. We will add potatoes and onions and rotten apples. Thank you for attending this lecture on team building.